Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Kick off your personal injury claim at hampsonhughes.com.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
They're a top side and good outstanding players. So, but for us it'll be, you know, it'll be obviously good for confidence, but it'll be a difficult game.
Liverpool fans can look back across 24 years in the Premier League and pick out some wonderful moments and games. But for many, the 20-minute spell which destroyed Arsenal here last season is right at the top of the pile. It was such a significant moment in the club's campaign. Well, they now need a defining moment for very different reasons. Brendan Rodgers has turned to Raheem Sterling as his central front man in the search for goals, and he stays with him today after the two he scored at Bournemouth in the Capital One Cup. Brad Jones also continues in goal. Mignolet's demotion is indefinite, according to the manager. Arsenal are 5 points ahead of Liverpool at the start of play. Famous anthem rings round here. The Liverpool players go through their warm-up procedures, and a Reds team which looks like this. One change from Bournemouth, and that's injury in force, with Mamadou Sakho replacing Dejan Lovren, out with a groin injury. Jones in goal, Martin Skrtel, Kolo Touré and Mamadou Sakho are the three centre-halves. Right-hand side wing-back Jordan Henderson, left-hand side is Lazar Markovic. Lucas and Gerrard in the centre. Philip Coutinho and Adam Lallana, who was special midweek, played just behind Raheem Sterling, whose pace frightens any side. It's the finishing which he has to get right now. On the bench for the Reds, Jose Enrique, Ricky Lambert, Alberto Moreno, Javier Manquillo, Simon Mignolet, Emre Can and Fabio Borini. Face an Arsenal side with Chesney in goal. Debuchy's the right back, Chambers, Mertesacker the centre halves, Gibbs left hand side, Flamini the holding midfielder. Sanchez, very nearly a Liverpool player, but he chose Arsenal instead. He plays out wide on the right. Danny Welbeck on the left hand side of the Arsenal attack. Oxlade-Chamberlain and Cazorla in just behind Olivier Giroud up front. 4 o'clock kickoff on a Sunday. And so much rides on the fixture. Arsenal start 7th, played 16, 26 points. Liverpool start 11th, played 16, 21 points. Liverpool can cut the gap to 2 points. And Liverpool won the toss, and they're shooting to the Anfield Road end in the first half. Lallana loses control and sight of the ball. It rolls out. Early shout from John Aldridge on the game.
Seems good atmosphere, Steve. Yep, I know what Arsenal doing straight away, because what happened here last year in the first half an hour was magnificent. Straight away, they'll be told by Arsene Wenger to get right amongst Liverpool and start in a high tempo. Sterling's done really well there. Well done.
Free kick for Liverpool. Cazorla being spoken to by the referee. Puts that sort of schoolboy look on Cazorla, as if to excuse himself.
Oh, it's a good ball. Good quick ball by Steve Gerrard.
Early one, taken to Henderson wide right. Flicks it into the box for Coutinho. Tried to chip it forward for Sterling, but volleyed away by Mertesacker. Sorry, John, you were going to say.
I forgot. Oh, yeah. You look at Sterling, he's like with his haircut. He looks like a new signing up front, doesn't he, really? He's never seen playing right down the middle and the shoulders of centre-half before. Just there, his haircut so cropped.
The game.
Sanchez plays it into the box for Giroud. He couldn't deal with it quick enough, and Lucas was on to it.
Oh, tell you what, a chance here.
Out to Coutinho. Coutinho's over the halfway line.
Taking
the game to Arsenal, to the edge of the
penalty.
Brought down right on the D on the edge of the penalty area. It'll be a yellow card for Cazorla.
Well, he's lucky that the defence just got round on a bit of cover, because that would have been a straight red. Coutinho's took him on. He's gone past him, but there was a little bit of cover there, you have to say. He'll get away with the yellow, Steve. But great run. Great run by Coutinho, and he's in. Yeah, he's just caught his back leg, but it won't be red card. Is it any card? It's got to be a yellow card, hasn't it?
It was Mertesacker, just in the replay. It's like a flailing right leg. I thought it was another player, but I don't think he has. It's a free kick, though. This is Gerrard territory all over.
Do you know what? I didn't see a yellow card, Steve. It has to be a yellow card. It has to be.
How long did it take Liverpool to score against Arsenal last season?
Well, this is a great opportunity early on, isn't it?
can they emulate? Can they go on better? Because it's just 2 minutes and 20 seconds on the clock. Martin Skrtel was the chief tormentor back in February. Steven Gerrard stands over it now, right footed. Oh, and he doesn't miss by that much. He went the left side of Chesney's goal, and it went into the Anfield Road seats in the end.
Close. Don't know how close it was. I can't believe the referee is not yellow carded Mertesacker, Steve. Any other referee for that, it doesn't matter who you play for, who you are, that is all day long. Oh God, he's through.
Skrtel, as Liverpool can't quite find the way out of their own half at the moment. And Steven Gerrard produce it.
Good ball.
He's played a 15-yard ball for Lallana. Lallana then, quick with his thought and out to Markovic. Markovic back to Lallana. Lovely turn and pirouette, and then the shot left footed by Adam Lallana is over the top of Chesney's crossbar. But he started the move and he ended it with a wonderfully theatric twiz and a shot which just rose too high.
Best move of the game by far at the moment. Lovely passage of play from Liverpool. Gerrard to Lucas to Lallana. Markovic back to Lallana, and he fired an early shot just over the bar. I think the goalie had it covered. It was a good effort though. Oh, that's a terrible
Lallana,
ball.
A ball across the edge of the penalty area. Welbeck's headed it backwards. Markovic is in there. He's got to watch behind him. Markovic! Brilliant save by the keeper, Chesney. Markovic really profiting off the mistake by Danny Welbeck. Found himself bearing down one-on-one on Chesney, but that is top-class keeping. Chesney couldn't have made himself any bigger.
Well, like last week, De Gea, innit? Markovic has done well there. He's done well, and the goalkeeper saved him between his legs. He's outstretched legs. Corner coming in from Steve Gerrard.
Gerrard, Anfield Road end. Farstick, he's gone with the corner. It's out and helped further on by Oxlade-Chamberlain to the halfway line.
Quick this side here. Oh.
And the ball out to Gerrard on the left hand side. Markovic, oh, so close, but just not quite finding that final way through.
Yeah.
Coutinho's gone out wide to the left side of the box. Chambers, Debussy throws down on him. Oxlade-Chamberlain wins it off Markovic. Starts the Arsenal attack. Gets himself round Gerrard. Ball's broken through. Up comes Giroud. Out comes the keeper, Brad Jones, and he finds it first and left-footed gets it away. Giroud maybe at one point was favourite, but the keeper, Brad Jones, ended up as the man to save Liverpool there.
Yeah, good sweeping. Yeah, he was in the right position, wasn't he? Brad Jones there, seen the danger, he's out of alert.
Throwing for Liverpool. Henderson's made turn. It. Sterling's done brilliantly. Swirled off Mertesacker, rolls it for Markovic. He shoots over the top of the crossbar. Markovic hit it first time, and that was the right thing to do, but he had to keep his head down. He couldn't keep the ball low.
He's tried to bend it, hasn't he, in the far corner. He'd been better there skipping past his man, because his man, Chambers, had committed himself right on him. And if you see here, the space, he can go past him, and then we had loads of options. And at that shot, there was no real conviction, was it? The wind's going to push it up, and that's what you want to see Raheem Sterling do, Steve.
And Brad Jones clears it, and up it goes over the halfway line, and foul.
Stay down there. Is he claiming his elbow?
It's Lallana, isn't it, who's on the floor?
Well, the linesman's seen it. I don't know what's happened.
Flamini is already on a yellow card.
Yeah, for me, you couldn't see that. It looked like a just challenge.
There's a few in the centenary stand saying it was an elbow, because you can see it on our monitors.
Yeah, well, let's have a little look at this.
We'll see from the replay.
Yeah, his elbow's in his face, isn't it? Whether he meant it or not, only he knows. Referee can't see that. It's impossible. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know, John.
The referee, you
can't get sent off for that.
No.
That's you know, he's on a yellow.
I think he knew what he was doing, though.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. He knew what he was doing, but you're right. As a referee, you couldn't send him off for that. No, I agree. But he was canny there, if you know what I mean.
The whole of the centenary stand would have sent
him
off.
They've seen it, yeah. They've seen it. From here, the referee's closer, but yeah, you couldn't say, really, you would know whether that was intentional or not.
Both managers happy with 0-0 at the break, or Brendan, would he have hoped for a goal out of this, do you think? The amount of possession that Liverpool had.
I think Wenger will be happy, because we've had a lot of possession and we've really not created as much as we should have done, perhaps. So I think Brendan will be happy the way we played. Oh,
Henderson picks up on a loose ball given away by Arsenal, finds Coutinho, into the box for him, Coutinho!
Yeah!
What a finish to the first half! Drilled in low! Liverpool take the lead against Arsenal.
You see what it means to him. He's been our best player first off. Everything's gone through him. And out of nothing, it's a great time to score right before half time, you have to say. And he's done superb. It's a throw in originally, and then the ball gets built up. Mistake by them, and it just come to Coutinho on the edge of the box. He swiveled his hips, moved the ball, shifted it onto his right hand side, and just hit it from the 18-yard box. It's gone in off the post, the far post. But he deserves that. He's been the best player on the pitch, young Coutinho. And great, as I say, psychologically, great time to score. Super time to
brilliant
score.
Brilliant goal, well done. And deserving.
And you couldn't see where that was coming from at the time.
No.
You couldn't really see where that was coming from at the time. Super play.
Arsenal will be angry. They gave the ball away. Well, and Henderson made the most of it.
Yeah, it was Giroud, wasn't it? You know, give the ball away.
Forcing their way at the other end. Sanchez to the right side of the box. Minute to play. Free kick conceded by Liverpool, right edge of the box. Looked like a slip from Sanchez from where we are.
He slipped.
He slipped over. It's not a free kick, is it?
Well, Steve Gerrard is having a go. This is straight away when you score a goal. The opposition get an opportunity like this.
Sanchez free kick, two in the Liverpool wall. And they're going to finish the first half by trying to equalise. Liverpool scored on the stroke of 45. Sanchez free kick. Mertesacker goes for the header. Ball's high in the box. Flamini forward. There's Giroud! The door's open and Arsenal have walked through it with an equaliser. Less than 60 seconds after scoring at the other end. Well, it's been headed in. It's Debussy. Debussy who's got the final header. Well, it should never have been a free kick. You watch the replay. Gerrard's challenging for the ball. Then he's at least a couple of yards away. Sanchez slips. Referee gives him a free kick. And they've earned the goal from that position.
They've done nothing, have they? They've done absolutely nothing. But that's us, isn't it? Look, no one marking him. Goalie at fault. Is he? Could he do better, the goalie? Don't know. Let's have a little look. I don't know, but defensively it's come off scale actually. That's shock. That's just what we used to see in the season. They've done absolutely nothing, Arsenal Football Club, for 46 minutes, and we've just not defended a free kick, you know, when it's 1-1. And I was saying, psychologically, for us to score that goal, massive, and all of a sudden the psychology gone their way. That's a killer, that, by the way. That sounds ridiculous. Was it a free kick? Don't know. Sanchez goes down like many
it
players.
It wasn't a free kick. We watched it
Steve
twice.
Gerrard didn't remonstrate an awful lot. But anyway, you've got to defend. You just got to defend it. You can smell something happening there. And it's really, really disappointing. Really disappointing, that, from a Liverpool point of view.
A frustrating end. I suppose the positive, Coutinho's playing really well. And his goal was a cracking finish.
Yeah, you know, and Arsenal... That's us. They've done nothing. They've had one shot on target, it's gone in. They've done nothing. That's the story of our season. You know, anyway, it's 45 minutes to play to rectify it. Let's hope we can. Better team by far. Yeah, got to do a bit more in the 18-yard box, haven't we?
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Score up to £2,000 cash advance when your claim's accepted. See website for terms.
I just wonder how that late goal that Arsenal have scored might affect the minds as they headed in at a half-time. I must have spoken to 10 people who all said that was not a free kick for Arsenal. I don't know, I've only seen it twice. Didn't look like it was a free kick. John might have had a replay downstairs.
Yeah, I think it was, Steve.
It was a free kick?
I do, yeah. I think Steve just, you know, caught his back leg. And, you know, he's overemphasised it, which happens these days. But I think it was. At first, I wasn't too sure.
Do you know what? The keeper could have done much better. He could. Well, I know you're trying to be gentle on
him. No.
To get beaten in your top corner.
Yeah, it was a loop, wasn't it?
Especially where he was stood. You know, his starting position. I think Brad will watch that and feel he could have at least got a hand to it. Wasn't to be the case. And Arsenal immediately back level with Liverpool after Liverpool scored a stunner of goal through Philip Coutinho.
All that hard work you put in, you know. All that hard work. You know, split second, just basic defending, which we haven't been able to do for some time. You know, it must be, it makes you pull your hair out, doesn't it?
So Liverpool.
There you go again.
Brad Jones in goal. Three centre-halves. Martin Skrtel, Kolo Touré, Mamadou Sarko. Jordan Henderson on the right. Lazar Markovic on the left side, left wing-back. Lucas and Gerrard in the centre. Coutinho being the best player and the goal scorer alongside Lallana, and then Sterling up front. Adam Lallana down the left wing. Now Raheem Sterling. Coutinho's in the box. And he'd overrun the ball, but he did win the free kick off the player, Debuchy. Who's gone in the book, got a yellow card for that.
Yeah, he's done him. He's left his foot out. He knows referee was only five yards away to booking. Good play by Raheem Sterling. He's just blocked him, and he stayed there blocking.
Free kick for Liverpool. Left side of the penalty area.
Can we have three goals in 3 minutes here? Because someone was saying we haven't scored off a corner all season, Steve. This isn't a corner, but it's in a better situation than the corner. I think he rolled this for someone to have a smack. Maybe Coutinho or someone, will he?
Well, Gerrard's not moved his eye line away from the goal.
There's no one at the far post. Someone's got to be the far post for the tapping.
Gerrard, free kick into the box. Mertesacker heads away. Coutinho edge of the box. He drilled it, but he's missed the target. He's gone wide of Chesney's goal.
Yeah, it was difficult technique. It's always going away. He's lifted his foot off the ground when he's hitting it, and it's always going to go high and wide from there, 20 yards out. Difficult opportunity.
So Chesney to take the goal kick, and the scoreline is 1-1 here on Radio City Sports. Right footed, gets that up over the halfway line past Adam Lallana. Sacco's missed it as well. Skrtel has to get a glancing header on it and gets another chance with his feet to send it back to his keeper. And it comes out the right side for Henderson. Rather high bounce, and he gets an awkward header on it. Arsenal pounce on it, running forward with possession of the ball. Cazorla, he takes a shot on the run. And it wasn't a particularly bad effort. He was about 22 yards away by the end of it, but I think the keeper had it covered off.
Yeah, good run. It's always dangerous when he gets in them sort of situations, doesn't it?
Coutinho's had to see it drop and bobble. He's had to take his time to control it. Now he's trying to get around Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. He's left it for Markovic to run into the box on the left-hand side. Liverpool on the attack. Maybe it will be finished by Lucas. No, he's blasted it. He's absolutely crashed through and under the ball. Lucas presented with the chance at the end of that move. And perhaps he should have just side-footed it to Henderson, who was on his right.
Yeah. He's gone for the blast. There's a good break from Liverpool. Brilliant. It fell to probably the wrong one. All due respect to Lucas Levy or to Steve Gerrard of that. But it's a late lunge by Flamini, and he had loads of possibilities there, and he just smashed it over the bar from good position, you have to say. That's better by Martin Skrtel. Much better.
Lallana chips one over the top. Sterling's racing forward. Out comes the keeper. Keeper's missed it. Sterling's wide on the left-hand side. Chesney's out of goal. Played into the box. Gerrard with a header over the top of the crossbar. Well, Chesney was nowhere to be seen.
He'd gone missing.
And in the end, Steven Gerrard couldn't get down to direct that header goalwards.
I think justice might have been done. I think Sterling might have handballed that, you know, past Chesney. It was one-on-one. Referee saying you're not seeing it, Dave. I don't know. It's a great ball over the top. He's used his speed. Let's see. Oh, don't know. Can't see. Can't see from that sort of area. But, you know, Steve, it's the target. It's a goal. And he's just got a bit too much on him. We see from this, Sterling's got behind. Oh, he hit it.
He hit it with his right hand, hasn't he?
I'm glad we didn't score from that. You know, it would have been all sorts of ructions.
Cazorla in the centre to Oxlade-Chamberlain. Now out to Kieran Gibbs, who's 10 yards into the Liverpool half. Brings in Sanchez. Now edge of the box, it's Giroud, who turned and left-footed. Tried to curve onto the top corner. Apologises to his teammate, Danny Welbeck.
We've seen them put them in, haven't we?
Absolutely. I don't know why he's apologising, to be honest. He can score from there. And Gerrard pings a crossfield ball, read by Gibbs, and knocked down with a header forward for Sanchez. Sanchez to Gibbs. Gibbs with the ball at the edge of the box for Giroud. Giroud a little bit heavy with his touch, but Cazorla's got it on the dead ball line! Fed it back for Giroud, who smashed it underneath the legs of the keeper, Brad Jones. A wonderful finish by Arsenal, kept in play by Cazorla, and Giroud simply unstoppable from that distance. Liverpool, who were leading at one point, now trail by 2-1. Liverpool 1, Arsenal 2.
Well, you can't leave Giroud all unmarked in the edge of the 6-yard box, can you? You know, it was a good move from Arsenal's point of view. Giroud started with Cazorla, he's knocked the ball back, no one's marking Giroud, there's four men doing nothing, and it's the same old, isn't it really? If you can't defend, you never win games. Look at that, not one person picking him up.
Well, Skrtel didn't know which way to go, did he, John?
No one's aware of him. There's two men stopping the cross, there's no one marking Giroud, and he's put it under Brad Jones's legs, through his legs, nutmegs. Completely against the run of play, but there you go. If you can't defend, you don't win games.
Sarko, ball up the field. Coutinho, it's run to him. Squares it. Coutinho, edge of the box. He takes a shot, takes a deflection.
What a chance.
And it's caught. It was Lallana who started it left of the edge, the area.
What a chance.
Coutinho just couldn't get the full hit on it.
What a great opportunity straight away from when they scored, Steve.
Now here's Sterling trying to get onto that ball. That was forward and it hits the stanchion in the end.
Unlucky, good run. Lovely little ball through from Lallana. He got onto it well, Sterling. I don't know his direction was just off target. I think it was a good tackle by De Boche. Well done.
Torre, just brilliant, dispossesses Sanchez, gets the right edge of the box, rolls it in for Coutinho. Coutinho getting into a better position to cross, crosses it for Lallana, too much on it. It's gone right over the penalty area to the far line.
Good response from Liverpool.
Kept in play, Lallana back into the penalty area. Can't find the killer pass.
There's no one in the box. One man in the box, great play from Lallana as well.
Back to Markovic, tees it up for Gerrard, right-footed shot, which deflect goal was, but was caught by Chesney. Got down low, could have gone anywhere, that ball.
Well, Lallana's done great, and you look at the box, there's five or six Arsenal players, one Liverpool player for a ball across the face of the goalie. Got to get more men in the box in them situations. Stevie Gerrard got more behind that one, and Chesney was comfortably behind it, you have to say.
Halfway line with Gerrard. Switched out to Henderson on the right side. Henderson lifts the head up. Only Lallana in front of him, so he has to play backwards.
Right, you know, he's spot on, Steve. There's no one, not many men push forward. Arsenal just happy to sit back now and try and pick Liverpool off. They've got the necks in front.
Sterling comes in from the left wing. Ball's on his right foot. 25 yards out, gives to Gerrard. Maybe could have shot. Gerrard gets two chances at the pass, and he finds one over to Henderson, right side of the box, who's teed it up for Lucas, who's rushing through!
Oh,
it looked like it was in from here! Well, Lucas came from nowhere like a bullet. First touch with the right foot to try and steady it, and the second quickly swashed with the left foot, and he's just missed the target left post.
I had the goalkeeper beaten. It's a great run, good play by Henderson. Gerrard, he plays the ball to smash and run, and he's hit it well, and it's just... He just swung, it's swinging away from goal all the time, and it's inches away.
Picked up by Giroud. Then infield comes Sanchez.
Well done.
He's fallen over. You can see Coutinho in front of him. Coutinho plays it out to the left side for Sterling. Pace is relentless on him. Sterling decides to take on Chambers, easily beats him, crosses the ball into the box. Lallana trying to turn, this will be Coutinho's chance. Never got the full shot on it, and the ball bounced easily into the hands of Chesney. All made by Sterling, and it's interesting how...
Got to put his foot through it there, young Coutinho, Annie. He's tried to side foot it, and he's just not connected it whatsoever. He's got to put his foot right through it.
Here goes Raheem Sterling down the left-hand side. Lallana's made the overlap. Sterling doesn't find him first time. Hit the ball against the legs of Chambers. Another chance for Sterling to cross! Marini's head out over the top of the crossbar by the save from the keeper, Chesney.
Sentry, you're going to save that one. Unlucky, good effort. Great play by Sterling. Good header by Barini and good save, wasn't it?
Coutinho crosses in right side, wins a corner. That came off Cazorla.
Come on.
Arsenal packing out their 6-yard box. Slice of luck Liverpool could do with. Can Coutinho start that? Takes the corner. The header, though, is over the top from Martin Skrtel. Got up the highest, but. Floundered a header right into the cop end.
Yeah, it wasn't easy, was it?
Coutinho to Gerrard. Gerrard over the top. Lovely for Barini.
No.
Into the box. Taking it wide right. Goes near stick. Saved by the keeper. Corner.
It's a poor effort, Steve. Barini's made a great run. But Ricky Lambert in the middle of the goal. If he hits it across goal and he's gone for near post, you don't beat the goalie at near post. It's good play from Liverpool as well. Can this bit of pressure pay off?
Another corner. Coutinho takes it. Heads go up. It's Welbeck heading it out of the box. Further cleared by Coquelin. Sterling's back there to get it first, though. And just follies it short on the halfway line. to Lucas. Back to Sterling again. He's lifted one high and long. Out comes Chesney. Lifts his knee up and collects the ball high above his head at the same time.
Good goal. We don't see ours coming out and picking the ball up like that. Taking the pressure off the defence.
Liverpool still attack. It's Sterling on the left of the Arsenal penalty area. Lays it short for Gerrard. Gerrard, no clear sight of goal. Puts it out to Henderson, far side. Just tips it into the box for Barini. Back to Henderson again. Too many intricate passes. Arsenal read it. Cazorla runs away with the ball. And that's come off.
Oh!
That was a Liverpool throw.
That's a poor decision.
But it was given as a pass only, the one.
He's only 1 yard away. We've seen it from here. That's a poor decision.
Well, Barini's got a yellow card for it, but it's a dreadful call by the linesman.
What chance have you got if a linesman can't see that and all the ground sees it? That's a shocker, isn't it? It's only a throw-in. It's not as if it's a major decision, but hey. That's embarrassing, isn't it? Hey. No wonder Barini threw the ball down and got booked.
Gerrard now has it, left side of his penalty area. He's just looking at the outlets. I mean, I know Ricky's on, but I don't think, has he barely touched the ball yet, Ricky Lambert? Yeah. Barini's had a header goalwards. But running with the ball is Coutinho. Him to Lucas. Now Gerrard, left-footed, plays it out to the wing. Sterling gets inside his man, right-footed shot, near post, and punched out low by Chesney for a corner kick. Yeah, Chesney's going, had a few saves to make.
Yeah, he has, yeah, going near post, though. He's got that covered, he's got to go the far post, Dave.
Corner taken. Barini, edge of the box to Gerrard. Let it run. Coutinho might see this better. He's given it to Lambert. Lambert chips it into the box. Up goes Skirtle's header, and then there's an acrobatic volley away by Coquelin. And it ends up somewhere near the halfway line. Liverpool need a flash of inspiration.
No.
A moment of madness to change the game. And the ball goes forward by them, but that's a foul committed by Barini, who kicks Cazorla. And
it's
Barini
off.
Gets a yellow
it's
card, and a yellow is a red, and Liverpool are down to 10. Barini sent off a late kick of the right boot. He's run back down the tunnel, absolutely furious, didn't hang around whatsoever. He kicked the hand of Cazorla, and a red card, two yellows in the space of a short period of time. We watched the replays on the monitors. Well, he wasn't watching where he was kicking, and his foot's just collided with the arm.
Yeah, he's made the most of it, Cazorla, you know, I have to say. He said this is his chest and his arm, and it's probably dangerous kicking, does it warrant? I send enough after what he did before. I don't know. But anyway, just sums the game up in many ways, Steve, doesn't it?
Henderson back to Lucas again. Arsenal are hemmed in. Liverpool going to have to produce something extraordinary to change things. Gerrard's shot saved on the line. Followed up by Lallana. Lallana can't turn and flick it into the box. It's come off knees for
great
a corner
effort,
kick.
What an effort by Steve Gerrard. Fantastic opportunity. Well, strike. Corner for Liverpool, can justice be done?
95 minutes play. Another four to go. Lallana's corner's poor.
Awful corner. That's...
Gibbs follies it away.
I say, we haven't scored all season off a corner. We're not likely, to.
Well, not with one like that.
One like that, yeah.
Henderson, now with a throw-in down the right-hand side towards Lallana. Flicks it into the box for Coutinho. Coutinho's going to dribble it this way and that. There's at least four yellow shirts around it. Plays it back for Lallana, who's closed down. His cross-in rebounds backwards for Lucas. Oh. And then Lucas tries to play it down the line. Yes. It's gone out for an Arsenal throw. Most ranged man of the match, Philippe Coutinho.
So.
His goal.
He's done as much as anyone
all-round
else.
Contribution.
Really?
Here's Lallana. Chips it forward for Ricky Lambert. Into the box for Lallana. Tries to square it across the box. Another corner in. As it comes off Per Mertesacker.
Don't worry, Steve, it's only a corner. Don't get excited.
How many minutes are we on?
We've got
96, is that?
So three left.
Lallana, got to do better with this corner. Desperation stakes now. Liverpool corner, 6 minutes into added time!
Yes!
Martin Skirtle!
Well, It's only what we deserve. First goal scored off a corner all season. It's a good corner. He's hung it up well. And what Gale's done is attacked it really, really well. You know, it was his ball all the way. No one's marked him. And it's a great header. Unstoppable. Now, we've only got 10 men. So we've done well to get back, to be quite honest. But
Liverpool surely got a shot up shot now. 98 minutes and 30 seconds. Ball rolled forward for Coquelin. Says it was tripped. Referee doesn't think so. Liverpool look to dive forward. They've lost the ball as Lucas. Back comes Cazorla. Racing forward, jinking this way.
No.
It's Santi Cazorla. Saved by the keeper. It might be followed up by Arsenal. Oh, it's cleared off the line. Skirtle's poked it out. It's a corner kick to finish the game. Goodness me.
Well,
out of the jaws of a draw, they nearly conceded defeat, Liverpool.
It's all over the game, actually. I don't know what he's letting him take the corner for, because, you know, he's all over. He's just saying.
Santi Cazorla's corner. Right footed into the box. Welbeck's there, tries a backflip, doesn't go goalwards. Keeper's gonna. Nope. Referee blows his whistle. Well, Liverpool have snatched a point out of the game, but they more than deserved a point out of this one. Arsenal led 2-1 for long periods of the second half, but a Martin Skrtel headed goal from a corner salvaged a point for Liverpool in terms of the league table. They move on to 22 points, just a place above Everton. Arsenal weren't that great. Liverpool were the better side, but the problem is they can't put teams to bed. Liverpool 2, Arsenal 2.
Well, we look at positives, don't you? We showed some fighting spirit. You know, Skrtel scored a great goal at the end from the corner. I'm pleased for them, but certainly you've got to look at our defending, Steve, as a whole. You're not likely to win big games or any games, you know, if you make basic mistakes, and we keep on doing that defensively, don't we? We played all right today. The team's played well going forward. We're showing better balance going forward, so that's something to build on. Sometimes you've got to build from the back and stop scoring. You know, it's an enigma. We've got to do what we've done last year, basically this year again. We've got to score 2, 3, 4 goals to win games, haven't we? I think we're going to keep on having to do that. When Sturridge is back, we'll be able to do that, I'm sure, better. But certainly, at the back, you know, it's still negative. But going forward, you know, we scored 2 goals, could have had more. Sterling done all right, to be fair. You know, Coutinho, we caused them problems. The most of frustrating thing for me was that was as poor as the Arsenal side I've probably seen here. You know, except for last year when we were superb. It was about us, not them. That's come to Anfield, and first off, we just done nothing, and we gifted them a goal by not defending a silly free kick. And even second half, so little glimpses of the Arsenal we know, but they were there for the taking. But on the other hand, you know, once it got to 2-1, I really couldn't see us, you know, getting the draw, and we got suddenly what we deserved. You know, if not a draw, we were the better team. But you've got to convert the chances, and you've got to stop the opportunities for other teams, haven't you?
Did we make enough chances?
Yeah. Not too many clear cuts, you have to say. But, you know, that could be better. But certainly, you know, we their goalkeeper had a lot of work to do. Jones had a couple of saves to make, notably the one at the end. Honours even, you know, but I'm happy with that at the present moment. I thought it'd be a draw at the beginning of the game, but it shows you where we've come from last year. We'd have been really bitterly disappointed last year if we'd been, you know, a draw. The way things are now, we're going to have to try to be patient and soldier on, and hopefully Brendan can do the job and get to January. We need a couple of signings in January.
Do you think he's going to be handed money? Or do you think
know.
If he does make signings, where would they be?
I don't know. I'm desperate to see a really good striker come. I'd like to see, there's one or two perhaps we'll have to get moved that we know that. A goalkeeper. I'd like to see us get another goalkeeper, along with the two we've got. And then work it out from there, and then try and get to the end of the season and see what we can get. You know, the fourth place, is getting further and further away, isn't it, really? You know, it's one of those where, you know, we're going to have to go try and go for the Europa Cup to get into the Champions League, which is a big ask, you know, for both ourselves and Everton. It's a tough cup. Well, but we'll see what it brings.
Liverpool are 9 points behind fourth place now.
Yeah.
So it's a big gap that's opened up there.
You need to hit a run of something like, I don't know, like United did. Played badly and won six games on the bounce, whatever it was. You need to win six games on the bounce, and all of a sudden you're right up there, five. Going an unbeaten streak of 10 games, you know, not too many draws, and you lynch your way back up and give yourself a chance in the last three or four games and maybe knock on the door.
John predicted 2-2. That was John's Christmas present to all of you out there, if any of you bothered to take notice of it before the game.
Post-match.
I think slowly we're getting back to where we want to get to. We had one defeat in the 8, I think it is. So I thought our performance today was outstanding. I think we're starting to see now that the passing, the intensity, and importantly for us, the pressing in our game starting to return. So we're disappointed with the goals that we concede, you know, especially at the end of the first half. But the character and the quality of the team today on a difficult pitch was very, very good. And as I said, we played better and dominated more than what we did last year when we won 5-1. So I think it tells you everything about the performance.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're here for you. Play now at hampsonhughes.com.